I'm Tamara Minty from the Taft Museum of Art, and now on exhibit through September 20th is Enduring Spirit, Edward Curtis and the North American Indians. In 1900, the American photographer Edward Curtis set out on a monumental quest to document all of the remaining American Indians in the West. He spent 30 years on this project, traveling the West, the Southwest, the Great Plains, the Northwest Coast, visiting and getting to know the native peoples of our country. And his project culminated in a 20-volume publication called The North American Indian, which is filled with over 2,000 photographs, writings that document their traditional ways of life, which were very much vanishing at that time. It was a time when a lot of people in the United States wanted to suppress or destroy Native cultures and also assimilate the entire American Indian population. So it was really an unprecedented project that has left us with this incredible archive of information. The exhibition is accompanied by a brand new catalog about Edward Curtis's work, which is full of beautiful, rich illustrations of all 100 photographs from the show and accompanied by really interesting essays about Curtis's work. Enduring Spirit, Edward Curtis and the North American Indians is on view at the Taft Museum of Art through September 20th. For more information on the exhibition, go to wvxu.org. Right now, I'm reading Short Nights of the Shadow Catcher, The Epic Life and Immortal Photographs of Edward Curtis by Timothy Egan. The book is a recent biography of the American photographer Edward Curtis, who really did live an epic life, and it's really a revelation to see how much he sacrificed and gave up to document over 80 tribal groups of Native Americans living in the West. An incredibly amazing story of this person who never got paid a penny for this project. All of his funding went straight to field work. He was this accomplished mountaineer and outdoorsman, and those skills really were important to live the harsh conditions it took to live several months at a time. And he really got to know the people of these cultures, and they really moved him and inspired him. And he saw them as very noble and dignified and very spiritual people, and all of that he revealed in his photographs. Short Nights of the Shadow Catcher, The Epic Life and Immortal Photographs of Edward Curtis by Timothy Egan.
You're listening to the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU.